Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Senator James Jeffords of Vermont has moved from the Republican Party to an independent status in the Senate. What does that mean? It means that the Senate is now 50 senators Democrat, 49 senators Republican, one senator independent, and Republicans are smarting from that. Tonight we have on the line former chairman of Conservatives of Kern County, Larry Grover. Larry, how you feeling?
How do you think I'm going to feel? I mean, I tried all morning to try to get on the Rush Limbaugh show, and I couldn't get through. Evidently, he has a lot of callers. I didn't get right through on your show. But what this represents is a Republican Party, Phil, that is having its shorts pulled down in front of the whole world. The party of the president, the party of President Bush, in front of Russia, in front of China, in front of friends, and in front of enemies, and all others, is having its shorts yanked down and is taking a croquet mallet to the ball area.
Well, look at this guy had a, this Jeffords guy had a problem. Where do you really lay the blame for him leaving the Republican Party and now the balance of power going to the Democrats?
Well, I think you lay the blame with the president. I think President Bush hasn't inspired us the way his father did, the way Ronald Reagan did, and that has fostered a lack of confidence in the party, and that means that we can see others follow suit. And then you've got a stampede, not unlike the Jews leaving Egypt.
You've actually taken time off to deal with this?
I did. When I got the news yesterday, I decided to take 3 days off from work just to get my wind back. It has been a tough 4 years for me, as you know. My life is not too good. I live with my mother. I sleep on a cot. I've gone from being married and having four children to sleeping on a cot and, forgive me, but pulling it every night to Cosmopolitan brassiere ads. All of that is the kind of thing that leaves a man debilitated and leaves a man feeling very demoralized. And now we get the news that we've lost our balance of power. And I decided that I wanted to just get my wits about me, get my wind back, try to decide how we can deal with this.
Look, you're a former broadcast executive, is that right?
Yes, I was, and it's painful to talk about my past. I had a very successful career as a general manager of a Bakersfield radio station. What's your point?
But now you work as the night manager at a print shop?
What's your point?
My point is, as you said, your life has really gone downhill since you were involved in trying to get Clinton impeached. You lost your wife and kids because you were devoting so much time to that. It seems to me, aren't you devoting an awful lot of energy, psychic energy, to the political process?
Let me repeat to you what has happened, Phil.
I know what's happened.
I want to just say it again. We have lost the balance of power in the Senate. The Republican Party is now one senator short. Why shouldn't I take 3 days off from work? Why shouldn't I be allowed to try to...
I know you're very emotional. What did your boss did not want you to do this. Is that what I heard?
Yes, sir. The people that employ me at the print shop wouldn't give me the time off. I took it anyway. He has suspended me because I feel all Republicans have had their pants pulled down over this one, and he won't give me the time off to deal with it. Well, I took it anyway, and I expect my job back. Let me tell you something. You got more Mexicans and more of these, and I only mean illegal. I don't mean the legal Mexicans, but you got more Mexicans and more Chinese taking our jobs, and I can't get any time off.
What did you do with your time off? I mean, what are you doing?
Well, the first thing I'm trying to do is get my bearings. Where does this leave us? What can we do? I tried to get a membership drive going, see if there's any dirt on this Jeffords guy.
What? Let me ask you something, Larry. You are such a dyed-in-the-wool Republican, and our number is 1-800-449-8686 for our listeners, 1-800-449-8686. You're such a dyed-in-the-wool Republican that you need time off from work to deal with the fact that the Republicans no longer have a consensus in the Senate. What does being in the Republican Party stand for?
Well, that's just it. I don't know. I mean, my whole concept of what it was is dropped in the toilet. I don't know what it means to be a Republican. Thank you, President Bush. Thanks a lot. And the fact that we elected a president, and he's short, too. So all of these things combined to represent a president that hasn't led. And just because you don't care what happens to this great country of ours, don't fault me for it, okay?
All right, Larry Grover, former chairman of Conservatives of Kern County. He now works for a printing shop in Culver City. He also was a former broadcast executive up in Kern County and lost everything when he devoted too much time to trying to get Clinton out of office. Now you sleep on a cot in a service porch in your mother's house.
And your point is what?
You just admitted to me that you lay in there every night looking at bra ads in Cosmopolitan. Can I ask you a question? Can you afford maybe a hustler? I mean, you do have a job.
That's the sad state of my life right now, that I cannot afford any adult entertainment. So, yes, sir. And am I proud to say that I have to yank it to cut?
You don't have to say yank it or anything like that, okay? You can say you're looking at Cosmopolitan bra ads.
All right, but I'm not proud of any of that. I'm a loyal Republican, and I hear this guy's becoming an independent, and that means the Democrats would have more power than the Republicans. That made me very upset, as it would anyone, so I felt like I needed a couple or 3 days off to get my win back, because that's like a kick to the guy. Let me tell you something. When I was playing baseball in high school, I used to be a catcher. And I'm going to tell you a little story. During one game, a guy hit a foul tip straight back at my ball area. The pain that I felt then is the pain that I'm feeling now. And I was laid out as they tried to give me air. They tried to loosen my belt. This guy becoming an independent had the same effect. It felt like a rocket shot foul tip off the ball bag.
You really care?
Yes, I really do.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, as this is one Republican who needed to take time off from work. Now, as I understand it, Mike, the man's employer has suspended him, but he feels he's entitled to take time off from work to deal with the fact that the Republicans no longer have a majority. That's like having to take time off from work because you don't like the tuna treaty with Canada. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And with me on the Phil Hendry Show is Larry Grover, former chairman of Conservatives of Kern County, a prominent Republican here in the state of California and across the country. And I know that this shift of power in the Senate has certainly got a lot of Republicans upset, but you've taken 3 days off from work. Your boss has suspended you, and you say you needed that time to get your head together.
I think this has been a very tough time. I think since President Bush stopped drinking, I think that he has sucked the life right out of the Republican Party. It used to be a great party to belong to. It used to be a group of people that enjoyed themselves. But now Bush is coming off like Jimmy Carter with no... A guy can't even get a drink. And I think a lot of this has filtered down.
1-800-449-8686. Is this Brian or Ryan?
Brian.
Brian, go ahead.
I just like to say this guy here has got to be a complete total idiot.
Are you a Republican, sir?
I am definitely a Republican to the bone, my life.
I don't think we need infighting right now.
Well, I'm sorry, but I can tell you this. You know, there's a lot of things that happen in the Republican Party, just like the Democratic Party, just like all the different parties that are out there. But I can tell you this, regardless of what one man does or 10 men do in any party, doesn't affect my life by way of my personal life.
But you know, we've lost the balance of power in Washington now.
Well, you got to understand something. We never actually had the power in Washington. Nobody ever actually does. It's all a big thing. You talk about votes in the Senate and the presidency and all this different stuff.
Well, how do I get over this? Because I own two
large companies, and I employ over 160 people, okay? If you worked for me and you took 3 days off because you couldn't get over one man changing his mind, I wouldn't suspend you. I would fire you. Because to me, that is complete and total idiocy.
You got to understand something. I've worked my tail off for the Republican Party, and in trying to get Clinton out of office, I lost my wife. I'm laying on a cot on the service porch of my mother's house. Hello?
Ryan, you there? Okay, we momentarily lost Ryan.
I haven't eaten in 2 days. my sex drive is gone, and you're telling me there's something wrong with me? Bush is the guy.
What, of this comment that the Republican Party hasn't been fun since Bush quit drinking?
I think there's something to that, and I'll tell you why. Bush was one of these guys, you could have a drink with him at a barbecue, you could raise money down in Texas, a lot of the traditional things the Republicans like to do. Now all of a sudden a guy can't get a drink. You go to the White House, and what are you going to do? I mean, Jimmy Carter, even Carter served white wine.
All right, let me go over here to Michael on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Hi, Phil. Larry, you deserve everything you got, and I'll tell you why. Number one, you quit your job and walking out.
Can you speak up?
And I'm a business owner.
I can't hear you. Speak up.
If any of my staff had walked out on me, you quit as far as I'm concerned.
Are you a Republican?
Of course I'm a Republican.
Well,
I'm also a Texan, by gosh.
Huh?
And in addition to that, Larry, I'm glad your sex drive is down, because if you're allowed to procreate, that really pissed me off, because you'd be training your children to the same thing you are.
Well, you know something?
You're extreme liberal. You deserve everything you get.
I care about my country.
You deserve to be on the street. And
I care about my country, and I support the Republican Party. I don't pay lip service to the party, sir.
You know what, Larry?
I don't just say I'm a Republican. I go out and I do for the Republican Party.
Larry,
stuffing
those are all words. It takes actions, and Republicans take responsibility for themselves and the work. They show up, they get a day's pay, and then they expect some time off.
So you don't
take
give
time
your
off and pay
you
later
don't give
on.
Your workers time off when they are feeling under the weather?
You know, Larry, I've shown
you
up
can't
sick
that question,
every day of my
can.
Life.
I don't know
I've never
even,
not shown up for work.
I don't
I've
think
made
you
every
even
day
own,
of
I don't
work.
Think you
that's
even
how,
own a
that's
business,
how I was brought
okay.
up.
I don't think you own a business.
All right, Michael, thanks for your call. Here is Ray on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Let me ask this guy a question before Ray. Is that your name, Ray?
Yes, sir.
All right, if you own a business, don't you give people time off if they're sick or feeling under the weather or otherwise debilitated?
If they have a sick problem that is a sick problem, yes, I do.
Well, what do you call it?
What I want to say to Larry is
I was emotionally distraught.
Beg your pardon?
I was emotionally distraught.
Well, you know, Larry, instead of being the way you are about the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, it sounds like you've totally destroyed your life with your feelings and, you know, your emotions. And
how do you
I think
figure
really
that?
The thing that you should do, it would be best for the Republicans, at least from my standpoint, if you would get some help, mental help, because I think you definitely need counseling.
Look at Larry, you used to be a successful general manager of a radio station in Bakersfield.
Why do you keep bringing that up?
Because that's what you used to be. Now you're sleeping on a cot, you're looking at Cosmopolitan ads, you haven't had a date in years, you're sleeping in a service porch, you got a thin beaded curtain separating the service porch that you sleep on from the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, it sounds like a bad life to me, okay? And now you got to take time off from work so that you can get your head together. For whatever.
I'm telling you right now, and nobody wants to comment on it, Bush's not drinking has...
Oh, get out of here with that. The Republican Party hasn't been fun since Bush quit drinking. Diane on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hey.
Yes.
Larry, listen, buddy. I'm a Democrat, and...
We got nothing to talk about.
Okay, well, listen,
we got nothing to talk about, lady.
I'm a Democrat. Jay. At any rate, buddy, listen. For all the years in the White House Clinton was in, we had a Republican Congress, okay? So there were checks and balances.
No, we did
he had
not.
To work.
Not
yes,
all
we
the
did.
Years. Not all the years. No, no, not all the years.
Okay,
see,
but,
right away
but,
you got your facts wrong, right off the bat.
But the thing is that the Democrats, we haven't had power. There was a lot of bipartisan work. Now you're talking about the president. Now,
well,
hey, I don't like
well,
either,
that, that's not but, even the point. The point is I got suspended for taking a little time off so that
well,
I could
okay.
digest the
and
news
I get
about
that,
this.
But if it's not authorized, buddy, you can't take it. I'm a manager myself. You
you're a manager, right? So you wouldn't give anybody the time off if they needed it?
Well, for personal reasons such as
there you go, and that's all I was asking
for. This isn't
for.
A tragedy. It's democracy.
Tragedy.
It's the way it works.
It's not a
you're
tragedy.
Right, your congressman, right?
It's
people.
Not a tragedy to a Democrat. And so, like I say, you and I got nothing to talk about.
All right, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. You're no longer with Conservatives of Kern County.
No, because they no longer exist.
Okay, the organization has disbanded?
The organization disbanded in the wake of Clinton still being president. That's right. Let me tell you something about, you think that my life is bad? I think I held it together pretty good with Clinton staying in the, and I'm trying to hold it together now with the Democrats getting power in the Senate. We had two guys commit suicide because Clinton didn't get impeached. The reason why conservatives of Kern County doesn't exist anymore is because just about every member of the committee committed suicide.
What?
That's right.
How many people were on the committee?
We had about 15.
And 14 guys shot themselves?
There was about 11 guys that shot themselves. One guy just went ahead and drove his car right into the aqueduct over here. And I forget the other thing. They didn't find him. 14 guys.
And you're the only guy that decided to push on with life.
That's correct. So, given that reality, let me at least take some time to mourn the passing of power from the Republican Party and to sit here and, you know, I come home at night, I sit on my cot, I can smell my mother stewing something. See, she stews meat because she knows it really makes me angry. I can smell, God, I hate it so much.
Look, you got to listen to what people are saying, man. Your problems aren't with the Republican Party not having power. You're getting bugged because your mother is in there stewing meat?
She's doing it on purpose because she knows I can't stand the smell of that.
What are you doing, man?
Don't stew the meat.
Is she doing it now?
Yeah, hold on for a minute. I don't want you stewing that.
All right. I don't think she's doing it to bug you, man. She's doing it to give you some dinner, you know, feed you. 1-800-449-8686. Rick, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
How you doing, sir?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Larry, listen, I'm a Republican. I'm calling from a South Texas town and everything, and I really wish that Christians had the zeal that you have for Christ, that you have for the Republican Party.
Thank you.
I appreciate your zeal, but I really think that you need to focus your things to more
life. Are you a Christian?
Okay. If I could talk you into changing your zeal towards Christ.
No, I understand. Are you a Christian?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, you're not doing a very good job, Rick, because you're not talking.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, convince me. Go ahead,
he
Rick.
He asked me a question. I was not waiting for a comment.
Talk to me about
there.
Jesus.
Do you believe that Jesus died for you and for your sins to save you from the evils of the world and from Satan himself and his grasp?
No, I don't believe any of that bull crap.
You don't believe any of that? Well,
no, I think
I'm
it's
really
a load.
I'm sorry, sir. I will say a
prayer. I'll tell you why, Rick, because I used to believe in it. In fact, I said a prayer to Jesus to help straighten my life out, and now I'm pulling it to Cosmopolitan bra ads on a cot.
Well, you know,
do you think Jesus wants that for me?
You know, even
was that his whole thing? I mean, I don't understand that.
You know, this is a man who's religious.
You've got a choice to make. Every person has a choice to make when he comes up to a crossroads. He can turn left or he can turn right. You can turn left.
Oh, I see. So that's not Jesus. That's my fault. Well, what was Jesus? What did he want me to do then?
Jesus wants
you to be. Yeah, I'm laying on a cot and I'm pulling it to highlights.
If you tune ears, those who have an ear to hear, those who will have an eye to hear.
I listened to everything that clown had to say. And
well, you have some respect for the guy's religion, calling him a clown and everything.
I listen to this guy, Jesus. Look, I'm a Republican, okay? That's as close to religion.
He could call me any name he wants.
I'm not calling you that name. I'm not calling you that. I'm calling Jesus that.
Okay, and the point is what?
Well, what's his point calling me? I'm talking about the Republican Party. You got a religious nut in here talking to me about Jesus?
I thank you for that.
Tell you what, Rick, would you do us all a favor and nail yourself to a cross? If Jesus will drop a copy of Busty Lady in my lap, I'll go to church.
Okay, thank you. All right, thanks a lot, Larry. This guy has got Busty Lady. Okay. So there you go. So the Republicans don't have no power, and Larry Grover's flipping out. 1-800-449-8686 on the Phil Henry Show. And by the way, our number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD or picture disc vinyl is available at 877-616-PHIL. 877-616-7445. $20. $3.50 shipping and handling, and the payment methods are Visa, MasterCard, or personal check. And all of the money goes to My Friend's Place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. And that's our 2000 campaign. And I guess we got to start putting the crap together now for the 2001 and see how far we're going to go with that. Our 2001 campaign coming up this fall, as a matter of fact. It's Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover, find out if Larry is still laying on his cot there in Culver City, Mike, and maybe we can get him a new beaded curtain or something. And we'll be right back.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Harvey Wireman is on the phone. What, Harvey?
Am I on the air?
Yes.
You know I'm an attorney.
Yes, I do.
All right. I am both counsel and a plaintiff in an unusual class action lawsuit, but nonetheless, we are bringing a suit against you, Phil.
Who's we?
We are the people you've created for this talk show. And you know who we are.
Wait a second. Are you telling me that the characters that I create for this show...
Yeah, and that includes that loser Grover that you just had on pulling it to a cosmopolitan bra ad. Good Christ. Hey, Larry, you get it.
I'm right here.
Is that you, Larry?
Yeah. But I represent... He's representing me in the lawsuit.
Well, what are you guys suing me for? I created you.
I'll tell you what we're suing you for. Making us look like jackballs, that's what. And I'll start with myself. Ever since you've had me on this show...
Look, I create you for a certain kind of comic effect.
Ever since you've had me on this show, you've had me not have a normal bowel movement till 8 o'clock at night, and it comes out like a ball bearing, and... You hear that?
Yeah.
That's phlegm in my... I can't... It's like a ball of cheese in there. Every time I'm on your show, it's...
Yeah, hey, Phil, this is like...
Shut up, Grover. I'm talking.
Now, you're my attorney.
Yeah, I may be your attorney.
Wait a second. If I created you guys, how can you be suing me?
Well, we're doing it, aren't we?
Yeah, but I don't understand.
So we're doing it. That's how. That's how we're doing it. We're doing it. Now, let me get...
Phil!
R.C. Collins, you were on in the first hour.
Yeah, I was on in the first hour. One of the things I don't like what you've done about my character is you had me only have one nut.
Yeah, you made the kid a uniball. And
we gave him testicular cancer as a comic device.
Oh, cancer's comedy now. Do you know that, R.C.?
Yeah, you ought to be me with the one plastic nut.
Look, man, it's guys that age get it. We thought we'd use... I don't know why I got to explain myself to you guys.
Well, you're explaining yourself. Where's that broad? Bobby?
What, are they all there?
Well, you ought to know. You made us. Yeah, we're all here. Hi, Phil. This is Bobby Dooley.
Hi, Bobby. Are you a part of this?
You know, Steve didn't... Oh, you knock it off with Steve. He doesn't exist. Well, I want to get... Yes, I am a part of it, Phil, because I felt that you have done some embarrassing things to me as well.
Like what?
Like what? Like having my son... having my husband, and maybe in some future episode my son, have sex with me using liquid butter. And that was a...
How about that, Harry? That's real class, huh? What have you got to say about that?
No.
And then the other thing, Phil, that I really thought was... And Steve didn't like it.
Knock it off with the Steve thing. He doesn't exist.
All right, the man who doesn't exist, Steve, my husband, did not like the fact... that you made him sexually impotent everywhere but L.A. County.
Well, yeah.
Hey, where's this other dumbass? Come here, daughter.
Yeah, man, how you doing?
Yeah, great.
Hey, how come you made me drive a snowplow in Huntington Beach when it doesn't snow? That's number one. Number two, the thing that I would want to sue you for is you made me a bad drummer. And I think that it's wrong... Because I'm a musician.
Look, Jeff, you're not a musician. You ain't even a musician, dude. I made you up, all right? I can make you be a good... Well, I can't make you be a good drummer.
Why not?
Because I can't play drums good. Okay?
Well, listen to this, man. Hold on. One, two, three. That sucks, man. I can't drum.
You know, his drumming sucks. I had to listen to it while I was taking his deposition. And I gotta tell you, it blows.
Yeah, my drumming blows.
Think, R.C.?
It's pretty bad.
This is absurd. Characters that I create for this show, that I put on the air day in and day out, that I come up with every kind of concept day in and day out. I mean that we create some of the most side-splitting comedy ever heard in the history of radio, day in and freaking day out, and you guys are suing me?
My band, Dark Horse, Dark Horse ain't no...
Your band's called as Dark... Your band is Dark Horse.
Well, it's no good. On account of I suck. One, two, three, four.
Yeah, he blows, Phil. And you did it.
What, I'm going to make this guy a good drummer? Who's going to play the drums? I can't even play the drums.
You made this guy suck so bad that I, you know... I mean, it's appalling to me how, and me, you had my son die by falling off of a Ferris wheel and bouncing from bucket to bucket until he hit the pavement? What kind of an animal are you?
Phil, I think it's wrong. And the other thing that I feel is very wrong is that you had me smearing blood on my face during the Easter sunrise service after slitting the throat of a lamb. And
how can you idiots have anything to say to me? Okay?
Well, because you're letting us.
Okay.
Phil, we got somebody else over here. Mavis, dear, come here.
Mavis, she'll stick up for me.
Mr. Jenny, how you doing?
I'm fine.
I want to sing a song for you.
Well, I like it when you play harmonica.
But here it is. Well. I don't like it because you made me drinking beer, yeah.
All right, give me that thing. She blows, too. Not one person that you created has any musical talent.
That's because I don't.
Yeah, and not only that, I'm a lousy lawyer.
Because I don't know anything about lawyering.
Everybody, is there anyone that you created that knows what they're doing? Larry, come here.
Now, how come I got to lay on a cot pounding it to Cosmopolitan Bryant's? You had me be. I was a former general manager of a radio station. Don't you know anything about radio?
I guess not.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, come here, kid. This is Dave Punk.
Hey, Mr. Henry.
Hi, Dave.
I didn't really want to be a part of this, but, you know, the fact of the matter remains, I want to be a police officer, but I can't even say officer, okay? It's supposed to be officer, but you make me say officer, so I sound like an ass, and nobody wants me to be LAPD police officer.
Okay, I'll make you say officer, okay?
Officer. There you go. See? That's better. And another question, when will I make LAPD? I want to be LAPD.
I don't know, man. I haven't made up my mind.
I hate you.
Okay, so the kid hates your guts. Now, here's a guy that's got a big axe to grind. Come here, Chris. Oh, quit walking like a queer and get over here.
Hi, Miss Harry. This is Chris Norton. I really resent the fact that I'm very good-looking, but you make me sound like an ass. Because every girl that calls in thinks I'm a sumbitch, okay? And
well, because that's the kind of guy that you are, hanging around, sucking down your rum and cokes.
And how come I can't say sassy? See, that's what I'm talking about. I sound like a total freaking idiot. I can't say sassy. I can't say sexuality. I mean, and like when I was talking about the sissies, it sounds like I'm saying sissy.
You mean the 60s?
Well, yeah, you're the one that's made it up. Why can't I hang out at a better place than the Rusty Pelican? Because every time I say Rusty Pelican, I sound like a jackass.
See what I'm saying? And I'll tell you something. I've handled some clients that are some real losers. This guy, holy gee.
Yeah. So why is that?
Look, every last one of you people...
I want to know that, Mr. Henry.
Every one of you people I made for a reason. I created you for a reason, okay?
What other thing? How come my manager's gay?
Yeah, how come his manager's gay?
Yeah, what about that, Henry? How come you made his manager gay?
Phil, this is Bobby. Why did you make his manager gay?
Shut up! I made his manager gay so to further mock his macho trip, okay?
All right, well, I'll tell you something, Phil.
Are you behind this?
Huh?
Are you behind this?
No, I'm not behind this. You're behind it. You're the guy that made this bit up.
Well, what's going to happen here?
I don't have a normal bowel movement. This guy talks like a queer. Somebody else's husband's doing a tour with liquid butter, and you're asking me what's going to go on? You're the guy that created this nut house.
Well, I thought I'd create a show that was entertaining, funny. I commented on things. I don't see why I have to answer to a group of fictional characters that I created and that I can destroy.
You said he can destroy.
I heard he said that.
Do you say you're going to destroy us?
Yeah, I could.
That's a threat.
Yes, it is. What are you going to do? You going to take me to character voice court?
How about if you just let me have a normal bowel movement, okay?
No more sex with liquid butter.
Okay. That's fine.
I don't want to have any more sex with any of my mom's friends.
Okay, fine.
All right. Okay, everybody.
I don't want to talk like a fag.
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay, well, this was a conference call. I don't know who's paying for it.
Yeah, okay, great. I will.
You make me a better drummer?
I'm afraid I can't, man, because I can't play drums.
Come on, man. I know you can.
Okay, go ahead. You're a great drummer.
Oh, perfect. Watch this. 1, 2, 3. I still suck, man.
Because I can't play drums.
I can do it right along with the LAPD.
Get out of here, man. Don't ever put any more calls through from my characters unless I know what I'm doing, okay? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
This man has done more damage to the Italian American people
than
the Sopranos have ever done. He has depicted depicted the Italians as being nothing but fat, macaroni eating, wine drinking drunks who sit around eating food all day long, own restaurants and belong to the mafia.
No, I did not say they belong to the
mafia.
I'm trying to say,
family.
Wait a second, ma'am. I'm trying to say the Italian people are not violent. That they're not angry people like everybody thinks they are.
Because we eat macaroni and drink wine. That makes so.
That's an indication of how much you love life. That you sit around, you love to slop it down or whatever you call it. You mangia. That's the word they use. Mangia. Is that right?
All right, so this is now a great cure for all of the violent people that are in jail right now.
Have a freaking meal.
Let's just give them a bowl of pasta and a glass of wine.
Have a meal. Yeah, I think there are worse things, Jerry, in this world than people sitting down and breaking bread together. And what do you guys call it? Mangia. That's Italian filet.
I know what it is.
All right.
No. You are coming out of left field.
You can't be killing people or being angry if you're shoving a meatball in your face. You know that's true.
Oh, give me a break. And what about you? So if you shove a knish in your face, you're not going to go out and kill somebody either?
I mean, let me tell you something. The Jewish people had a tough world, okay?
So that justifies Bugsy Siegel and that justifies Meyer Lansky. And
don't ever call him Bugsy.
What?
My grandparents were Italian immigrants.
Call him Benjamin.
And they had a very, very hard time when they first came here from the other side.
What, getting a liquor license? What are you talking about?
My grandfather was a construction worker. My grandmother was a homemaker. My mother worked for many, many years in the Garment Center in New York City. They weren't mafia people. They weren't.
I didn't say that they were. I'm trying to say Italians are not in the mafia. They're eating too much food.
Yeah, but see, what you're doing is this.
You're stereotyping
all the
Italians.
Italian people are not violent people because they're shoveling macaroni into their kisser.
And that's, all of a sudden now, that's bad.
Well, you're making them out to sound like fat slobs who
that's
don't...
That's as bad as saying that all black people sit around eating watermelon all day long.
You want to know something? Just between you and me, Jerry, I knew... They're not a black person I know that don't like watermelon. Now, that's the God's truth.
Okay, so what's that supposed to mean?
Saying they eat it all day. I'm saying they do like it. It's true.
Oh, give it up. So do you.
I don't eat no watermelon. I do what...
What we're doing here is trying to dispel certain stereotypes, and you're only reinforcing them.
You think that?
Yes, I think that. You're hearing a million Italian people calling the show and saying the same thing.
I don't know what's wrong with it. I saw this old, I guess I can't say Guido, but he's an old mustache, and he's sitting down in New York, East New York, Alphabet City, and they're unloading pork, and he's drinking wine and yelling at people and having a blast.
He's what?
And all Italians do that. Is that it? That's
what
you're saying?
He's sitting there with his fat rear end on a stool. It's about...
He was the only...
You need six stools for this guy's ass.
And he was the only Italian person there. There were no Irish people there. There were no Jewish people there. There were no Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, no Cubans.
No, because the Guineas don't want
Italians.
No, the Guineas didn't want no Irish down there. Only Guineas...
Oh, boy.
Oh, please. Will you do me a favor, Mr. Henry? Get this man off the air lose a lot of listeners.
I wanted to pitch my book...
Okay, he's
Phil Henry. Flashback.
You know, that guy, I met that guy in Miami Beach in 1994. I got an apartment up the beach from this guy, had a shop. And he would ask me if I wanted a beer. Every time I walked into his shop, to get some, you want a beer with that? You want to get some beers? He always wanted me to get... But anyway, All right, so it's Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. There was a poll that said Californians favor nuclear power, and I saw that, and I had to comment on it because it wasn't too long ago in this state when everybody was like anti-nuclear. In fact, one of the more tiresome, I really mean this, man, one of the more tiresome bits of debris from the anti-war movement was the anti-nuke movement. And so these cats would, like, play music, you know, and there would be anti-nuke. I remember this now. I'd put it out of my mind. I'd somehow tried to shove it back into the recesses of my subconscious. There were, like, no nukes concerts. You remember that? And there were dudes like John Hall. I don't know if you know who this guy is, but he was in a band called Orleans. They did a song called Dance With Me. It sucked. And his music sucked. And he was a no-nukes kind of a guy. And I was thinking, John, keep your mouth shut. There are better men than you that are glowing from radioactivity, okay? So just... So anyway, the poll now says that Californians dig nuclear energy. They're ready to, they're ready to get back into it. More nuclear power. We're willing to risk Three Mile Island and Chernobyl just to keep the lights running. I remember the anti-nuclear movement, all the quaint political rock star lightweights, you know, it was like, man, I'm tired. They didn't quite have the punch as the anti-war movement. And then some cat goes into the studio with the whole poison nuclear power taken away thing. And, you know, speaking of that, some of the older artists that are out on tour, if you're going to go see them, check the website, make sure they're doing sets of their old music. And what won't happen to you is what happened to Mr. Schaefer and his wife Gretchen, who went to see Jackson Browne, and he did like, 3 hours of nothing but crap that nobody had ever heard of before. And they sat through all of it, politely applauded, and then went outside and shot themselves. No, did you guys stay for the whole show or not? You didn't? You stayed for what, 10 minutes? Mike says the big 10 minutes in that one, Jackson. Look it, pal. Do everybody, if you're going to go and see these guys, you're going to have to understand they're going to want to do some of their bad new music. See, now when I went and saw Jethro Tull, they had the common decency to devote, I'd say, one half to about three quarters of their set of the good old music they used to do. Then, yeah, they did the bad new stuff. And I very politely went, oh, more flute music. New, that's great, Ian. Okay, get back to the, you know, the stuff. Teacher, thick as a brick. Let's go. Let's go. Come on, baby. Get off the flute. Let's go. I don't know. Not you on a stool with a guitar. More rock and roll. And when my man Craig Taylor went and saw Roger Waters, he had the common courtesy to only do one new song. All the rest was the good stuff. I don't think a guy should only have to do one, but I think he should liberally sprinkle, huh? At the end of the, yeah, that's it. Oh, no, at the end of the show, that's horrible. That's when you're good and drunk. Well, maybe that's when you ought to do it. But you should liberally sprinkle the set with, you know, your new stuff, but keep that old stuff going. And, Joe, who does Jackson Browne think he is anyway? Where does he get off not doing Doctor My Eyes for the 8 millionth time for you and your wife? Okay, 1-800-449, and that... I would rather hear new stuff than that song. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.